Praise the Lord. Try to make room for everybody in here this morning. Scoot in. Gotta have a sense of humor to pastor. Did you guys know that? Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. When I turned to see who was speaking to me, I saw seven gold lampstands. And standing in the middle of the lampstands was someone like the Son of Man. He was wearing a long robe with a gold sash across his chest. His head and his hair were like wool and white as snow. And his eyes were like flames of fire. His feet were like polished bronze refined in a furnace. And his voice thundered like many mighty ocean waves. He held seven stars in his right hand, and a sharp two-edged sword came from his mouth. And his face was like the sun in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if I were dead. But he laid his right hand on me and said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and the grave." Jesus. Jesus, open our eyes, Lord, to truly see you for who you are, in all your splendor and all your majesty. Don't let us just focus on just who you are when you are on this earth, but who you are seated at the right hand of the Father, with all authority, all power, all might and dominion. And as John saw here, so glorious that he fell at his feet as dead. Lord, we just come before your throne right now, grace. We ask you, Lord, to truly open our eyes, open our hearts, open our understanding, so we can truly see you, truly know you for who you are. Let your love fill this place. Let your love and your power fill our hearts. And we just take this time right now to glorify you and magnify you and worship you and all your splendor and glory. In Jesus' name. this opportunity. Since the healer is here, but he's not just here, he's in room 311 in Memorial Hospital. And Father, right now we just ask that your healing hand would touch Lexi Villalobos. Lord, that you would just raise her up, Lord, in your strength, with your mercy and your power and your grace. Lord, that you would touch her in such a way, Lord, that every sickness and disease that's in her body, every bacteria, every virus, everything, God, that you have not designed, Lord, just eradicate it now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, that you are her healer. And Lord, even though we're here several miles away, we welcome the healer in her room. We welcome the author of her faith in this room and her family's faith in this room right now. We thank you, Lord, that there's no distance in the spirit, and we just right now connect in the spirit with this family and agree for her healing and full restoration in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
You're the only one powerful enough to heal, God. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
there's just such a sweet invitation. And he keeps doing this week by week. And I'll be like remiss if I don't call attention to it. But he's doing something. He's stirring so heavily in this room. And there's like this, like, I don't know. I think it's almost like in scriptures when he tells him to go to the pool of Bethesda and it's just swirling. And if you just get in, if you just get in, the things that he can do, the renewing of your spirit, the renewing of your mind, I feel like we're in this season of like, this is where we're contending for something and we're causing our flesh to align with what's going on in our spirit. What our spirit knows can happen, but our flesh is trying to deny and trying to question. But I don't want it to have the room to do that. So I'm inviting you right now to just come up to the altar space. I know we're little. It doesn't matter who's around you, but somebody that I was encountered this weekend said something so profound. Because sometimes I think this is what keeps us out, is that we count what we deserve versus what we're worth. Because it's not about what we deserve. Yeah, we don't deserve any of it. We fall short. We don't say our prayers every time we should before dinner. We forget to bring them in every our day-to-day things. But God, he's not concerned. He just wants to be seen and known now from here on out. And he's giving you an invitation to go deeper with him. So if that's you and you're feeling this stirring and this pressing, I feel like we're contending for something and that our spirits are like, yes, yes, yes. But our flesh is like, no, no, no. I challenge you, come up and cause your flesh to align with your spirit, no matter how discomfort it is or no matter what you feel you're not deserving of, because it's not about what you deserve, it's about what you're worth. And he already showed that. He paid his down payment for you. He's not leaving without you. So it's up to you.
I
Get shy.
year, I got a phone call from a friend of mine that I've known since I was in middle school, and her grandson was diagnosed with a really rare form of cancer. Babe, could you put that up for me? Are you able to do that? This is Baylen. And Baylen is Caden's age. And the reason, part of the reason that Caden's so overwhelmed is we were talking before church when we prayed for Baylen, but Caden on his own is praying for him. So all of us, I just want us to recognize that there are four young people in this room, and there are nine adults in this room, which is almost a 2-to-1 ratio. And that young man right there, except for the grace of God, and hopefully this last thing that's they're trying, but if it doesn't work, Baylen loses his life. So I've asked for prayer so many times for him, and I'm sorry, but I really want us to pound the gates of heaven for his life. It could be any one of our kids, and it's not. That's the grace of God on our lives. But this young man is learning about the grace of God. He keeps getting messages from Grandma Linda, from Auntie Gaylene, that she just sends him everything. Everybody that's praying and they do something on text or on a video or whatever, it gets sent to her and she immediately sends it to his mom and him. So it's not going into dead air as we pray over him. It is a lasting thing when we lift up our voice to the King of Kings and the Lord of all Lords. So Caden, I'm going to ask if you would mind standing in for Baylen. And I want all of us just to gather around Caden as a point of access to pray that this final step of chemo would help them to be able to help him to live. So Caden, do you mind standing in? Well, yeah, that's good. So if all of us could just come up and just stand around Caden, we're going to pray. And anybody that wants to pray into the microphone, just grab it from whoever's done. And let's really just knock on the doors of heaven for Baylen's life.
God, we just thank you so much that you are a healer. And God, we thank you, Lord, for your son. And God, we thank you, Lord, that there's no sickness in heaven, Lord. Therefore, there's no sickness here, Lord. What we bind on earth gets bound in heaven. And so we just release healing right now over Baylen, God. Yes. God, we release, Lord, your touch from heaven right now over his body. We thank you, Jesus, for your glory, God. And we just ask, Lord, for strength in this young man, God. Strength in this family, God. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, where there is doubt, Lord, you bring faith. God, we thank you, Lord, where there is weakness, Lord, you bring strength, God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord, for your healing power, God. And Lord, we just ask right now, Lord, Baylen, Lord, where he is in his room, Lord, where he is, Lord, in the hospital, wherever he is, God, that you would just release, God, your healing over his body. Right now, he would feel a sense of you, Lord, a sense of your presence, God. Lord, from his head to his toes, God, he would feel a rush, Lord, from heaven, Lord, touch his body, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, we cast all fear out of this family. We cast any doubt that may raise its head and try to step in where the King of Kings is. We just release the power of God to say enemy in the fear and the doubt has to just be cast away in the name of Jesus. You're dismissed, oh enemy that's tried to take his life. I pray for a sweet mama who's already lost two babies, that her heart, God, would begin to beat for you, that she would sense there's more to this fight than just the physical man. Jesus, I just pray that Stephanie would just cast her cares on you because you care for her, number one, but number two, let her heart begin to heal from within, Jesus. I pray for my friend Linda. Oh, being a grandparent is so hard because it's not it's not always a place where you can step in and do this or do that if it was your own child, but you, God, you can touch Linda and you can help her to do the right things, say the right things, but pray. Continue to pray. Thank you, Jesus. I just get a real sense, you guys, of us just bombarding the gates of heaven. We do that with our prayers, God. We bombard the gates of heaven for Balin's life, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Guys, so I don't think that God's done yet. Okay, so I think that we're going to go into another song. And if you guys could just because we stopped praying here, does it mean that the contention isn't stopping and that our flesh doesn't still need to be reminded of what our spirit knows? And so if you guys are in that place with us, just lift up your hands and begin to lift up your voices in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Too much to love to not be all for you.
Bethany poured that oil on Jesus' head that was worth a year's wages. Just think about that for a moment. Is worth a year's wages. People began to say, what is she doing? She's wasting all of this money. She's wasting all of this oil, this precious oil. What is she doing? Started questioning her motives, started questioning her sanity. And Jesus says, leave her alone. What she's done is preparing my body for burial. She just thought she was loving Jesus. I don't think she understood the depth of the moment and what she was doing. I don't think she realized the weight of that oil that she poured on Jesus. Her obedience. Even though it was a sacrifice, it was her obedience to what God was putting on her heart to do. I really feel there's individuals here today that have struggled with being obedient with what God's been asking you to do. I don't know if it's going to cost you a year's wages or it's just going to cost you your pride. But I'm here to tell you, you don't know what it's going to set up for God in the future, for His plans to be fulfilled. Maybe you won't see it. But don't hesitate being obedient to God's calling, and God's word and spoken into your heart. You know what it is. You know what He's told you to do. You know what He's asking you to do. He's not going to twist your arm. But in your obedience, who knows what kind of blessing you're going to give to someone else or blessing you're going to bring to your own life. Yeah, it's time for the body to waste it all on Jesus. It's time for us to release what's already His. Thank you, Lord.
To our God we lift up one voice, to our God we lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice, to our God we lift up one song, to our God we singing on.
It's always awesome when you have results to prayer immediately. Gay just told me that they're releasing Lexi from the hospital right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, we say, have your way in our lives. Continue to have your way, Lord. In our workplaces, have your way, Lord. In our recreational times, Lord, have your way. In our families, Lord, have your way. And Lord, in our sicknesses, have your way. And in our triumphs, Lord, have your way. Have your way in every part of our life, Lord. Help us to make room for you, Holy Spirit. Help us to not crowd you out, put you in the corner in a back closet. Help us to let you always have your way in our lives. And we bless the Lord. Our souls bless the Lord right now. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives, the things we see and the things we don't see. We thank you, Lord, for the family members that you're touching right now, Lord, that don't know you. That you're causing them to be drawn to the one that gives them life. You're causing your word to come alive to them. Causing their hearts to turn from things that are still killing and destroying their life, and allowing them to find abundant life. Thank you, Lord, for saving our families and saving our friends, our co-workers, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're at work in their lives. Have your way in them as well, Lord. Have your way in them. Thank you, Lord. We ask you to continue to transform us, Lord, into who you want us to be. We ask you, Lord, to do everything that you need to do in us. Take out everything that you need to take out of us. Rearrange everything that you need to rearrange in us, Lord, so that you can make us into the individuals that reflect Jesus to this world. As that song said earlier, Lord, we surrender. We surrender, Lord, to your ways and your plans and your purposes for our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for touching Balin right now where he's at. Yes. Lord, that he's going to have the testimony that something happened, that he felt something. Lord, we believe that you are greater than any chemotherapy. You're greater than any sickness. You're greater than any disease. You're greater than any C word, Lord. You're greater than that. Every name has to be below you. You are above every other name, including sickness and disease, including cancer. So in Jesus' mighty name, we agree for his complete healing. For your glory, Lord. For your glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was an awesome set. You were definitely being led by the Holy Spirit, weren't you, brother? Praise God. Well, hug on somebody. What? Oh, Linda says thank you to everyone for the prayers. And keep praying for Balin. Put it on your list and just let's get ready for great reports. Amen. Man, love you all. Have a great day. There's some coffee back there, I think, if you want some.